It's the Best Country, Minnesota 93, with TJ in studio here this morning up until about 10 o'clock. And with me now is Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Let's talk today a little bit about a subject that I don't know that we've touched on that much. And that's the kind of people that you're able to help out, the people who might need or use home care. I imagine there's a lot of different areas and ways people might need help from you.
Yeah, absolutely. And you brought up a good point here before we even went on air, just about how there is such a broad spectrum. So we've talked about that companionship, that help around the house. But I want to talk a little bit more about the other end of the spectrum today, the people with the greater needs that we're still able to help. So that might be, somebody who definitely does not have the solid support system at home, but maybe they're seeing multiple physicians. Maybe they're on numerous medications. Maybe they're a fall risk, or they have a risk of, they're what's called a frequent flyer at the emergency room, okay. Or they're at risk for being rehospitalized on a regular basis, chronic conditions, or they just need some help transitioning to home from maybe a stay at a rehab facility. So those are the people that, are definitely in need of a little bit extra care, more so than just that companionship or help around the house, but more of the actual physical needs as well.
I'm not going to say it never happens, but I'm going to guess the actual person with the needs isn't usually the one to say, I need help, right? So it's maybe a family member who doesn't live close to here. Or they do live close to here, but are not able to provide all of those services. So we're talking to those people, those family members today, what does it take to get you guys to come in, and does it cost anything to really just find out if you guys helping out is what they're going to need?
Absolutely. There's a number of different scenarios. Maybe you heard about us on the radio. Maybe our services were suggested by a hospital discharge planner or care coordinator, or maybe you're at a facility and the social worker thinks you need extra cares in order to go home. So there's a number of ways that could work. Maybe we're having a meeting with the family, kind of a meeting before the meeting, before we're talking to the client. And that can be done in our office. That could be done at the hospital, in a facility, at the home. So we try to be flexible and meet you where you're at to get that initial information about services out. And then, of course, we do want to have that assessment with the client, and we do want to have the assessment at the home, because we need to find out, is the home safe for the client? Is the home safe for our caregivers? So those are a couple pieces. But those assessments are free, and there's no obligation. It's just an opportunity for you to learn a little bit more about how we can be helpful for your loved one.
And how do we get in touch with you guys at Freedom Home Care?
Yeah, so give us a call at 507-387-4663 or 387-HOME. Visit our website, freedomhomecarellc.com. But if you do have a loved one in a facility or in the hospital, talk to that discharge planner, talk to that social worker, and just let them know, we need to be in touch with Freedom Home Care. Can you help us do that? Because they have all of our contact too.
All right, sounds good. Get in touch with them and inquire a little bit more if you need to with Christine Nessler and the folks at Freedom Home Care. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.